In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to read this verse again from today's gospel lesson where Jesus says this, "Go your way. I'm sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves." Imagine the following scenario. You have recently graduated from this seminary. A short time before, you received your first call. You and your family are excited not only about the congregation to which you've been called, but about the fact that you are near family. You have spent the short time between graduation and now arranging housing, the move, as well as planning your ordination and installation service. You invited the area clergy and seminary friends to attend your ordination, and you were even lucky enough to get Dr. Veltz to preach for that service. The day is all set. And then the ordination service begins and proceeds to the time of the sermon. The sermon hymn is finishing as Dr. Veltz steps into the pulpit. Oh no, your church doesn't have a pulpit. But nothing phases Dr. Veltz. And now he reads these words of Jesus from Luke's gospel. "Go, behold, I'm sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves." Wow, you say to yourself. Why did Dr. Veltz pick that text? Talk about throwing cold water on what should be an exciting and joy-filled day. But then as you listen further, you soon see that, in fact, this is a very appropriate text for an ordination service. Jesus in this text reveals again all that points to not his glorification in some Hollywood sense, but to his suffering and death. And by implication, to the suffering and death of those who followed him. Now, as I studied this section of Luke's gospel for this message, what was amazing to me that after Jesus had pointed to the stringent requirements for discipleship, that there were still 70 willing to go out in his name to prepare his way. So let's look again at the instructions that Jesus gave the 70. They're really no different than the instructions he gives us today as church workers or future church workers. The 70 were to understand that their mission was unconditional. Namely, they were to preach the kingdom of God, whether the people received them or not. Their glory would not be in human terms, since they were, in fact, like lambs sent out in the midst of wolves. Suffering will be their companion, as it was their Lord's. Their joy was simply that their names are written in heaven. But how does all of this apply to us? Any person today who wants to be alive in the Spirit, a follower of Christ, needs to have the humility to kneel before his cross and all the burdens that cross implies. So when Jesus sends out the 70, he pulls no punches. He instructs them to set aside all protective actions. He says, whenever you enter a town and the people there do not receive you, go into its streets and say, even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you. Harsh words? Maybe. But he who listens to you listens to me, Jesus says. And people do listen. The gospel does have power. The gospel changes people's hearts. It heals, it strengthens, it saves. That's what the 70 found out. And that's why Luke records that the 70 returned with joy. And when you stop and think about it, all of this should not surprise us, as it should not have surprised the first disciples. If you were Jesus' disciple then, you never knew what was up for the day. He could send you on an important mission, or cast out demons, or hang around a garden and meditate on his heavenly Father, visit his mother Mary, have lunch with a tax collector, stop at a well in the heat of the day to pass time with a sinful woman, or rush into Jerusalem to do his Father's business. One thing is for sure, whether rushing or resting, Jesus was where the action was. People never left him. So he taught them. He healed them. He knew that the only way his message of love would get out would be to speak it and to share it. And that's why he's saying to us, as he did the first disciples, the action is where I am. Don't waste time on anything else. Be where I am. Say what I would say. So the disciples and the witnesses were called and sent. And those who heard the call and went were in for a joyful surprise. They found something they had not expected. They were not alone. There was power in their midst, which enabled them to do great things. Jesus was with them. He shared their joy. And so it will be with us if we are where the action is, or shall I say, if we are with him who was and still is the action. Do you need any other explanation of why we're here? Even though our Lord is sending us out as sheep among wolves? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.